Hi, this is Pam Raglan, and I want to welcome you to a unique series of calls called AskPamRaglan.com. This is a unique blend of my own intuition, my deep knowledge about human behavior, and the information and measures that I've been doing since 2003 that have led me to a lot of innovative discoveries about the law of attraction and personal development. What I'm doing with clients and individuals like yourself is I'm answering your questions about not just general stuff, but what's really in your way. What's the number one biggest, deepest thing that's in your way that may otherwise take you decades or your entire lifetime to identify, but I can uncover usually for people in just a matter of minutes, so that then you can have some choices about what you want to do moving forward in your life so you can get rid of what's actually in your way. And I'll give you various options on that, including the option of thought shifting, which is what I do for people to help you clear dramatic chunks of past baggage and negativity from your life, or even quantum thought shifting, which gets rid of the whole entire thing, and does a lot of other things too, like rebalancing your body and just a ton of other steps that helps with things like addictions, ADD, eating disorders, obsessive compulsive disorder, or what some people call OCD, and on and on and on. So I'm going to invite you to listen in on this series of calls, and I would love to hear from you if you'd like to ask your own question. You can go to www.askpamraglan.com. That's www, and the word ask, A-S-K, and then my name, Pam Ragland, PamRaglan.com. So listen in now as I start the call, and you can be like a fly on the wall listening to me working with people, and throughout this process you'll learn a lot more about what gets in our way and what you can do about it. Thanks for joining me.
Okay, all right, this is Pam Ragland, and this is my AskPamRaglan.com call. Sorry for all those crazy emails, those of you that received it this way. If you're listening on iTunes, you probably have no idea what I'm talking about, but my assistant is still learning how to take this task over for me, and I'm afraid that we have a jillion emails, so sorry about that. All right. I'm going to get going. Let's see here. I'm going to start out just giving you a little bit of basic information about me and kind of what I do. And those of you, you may have heard it before, but this call is kind of a basic call. It's intended for people who are still learning about what I do and who may not be so familiar with it and things like that. And actually, let me go into the, let me create a new, see if I can create a new tab. Let me try to create a new tab for the, Oh wow, they changed. They sort of changed Internet Explorer to be sort of like Firefox, which is interesting. Okay. See if I can log in and just make sure. Okay. Give me 1 second, I'm just going to log in and make sure I have control of the call. That way, if you ask a question, I wouldn't be able to see your phone number. Okay. Let's see who's there. I know a lot of people were asking about calling in too. Okay, good. Looks like it's recording, and okay, cool. All right, I think we've got it. Yay! So excited. Alrighty then. That was craziness getting to this call today. All right, so I've got that. So I can see whose phone number is whose. All right. I'm gonna get going. Okay. So first of all, if you're here today because you have something that you want to change, or you know somebody that has something that they need advice in, so as free support to people, I answer people's questions. I actually provide a friend every call, and then I provide some divine information. Now, interestingly, on the last call, I talked about Whitney Houston and why she died and what they would find, and the autopsy results have since come out, and it was exactly right. When Michael Jackson died, I actually received information about why he died, what happened, and all that, and that turned out to be exactly right. So I get a lot of feedback on these calls when I answer your questions that it's pretty much right on. Now, it's better when I can ask you questions and talk to you, because sometimes basically the way it works, and I'm going to tell you again about what I do and what I found and all that kind of thing, but basically the way it works when I'm answering your question is I'm doing it intuitively. And so it's kind of like translating a language. I'm receiving information literally. I'm translating a language for you. So sometimes I'm going to use words that are familiar with me, but they may not be as familiar to you. So it helps if I can ask you questions or see how you resonate with what I'm telling you, give you a little bit more information, tweak it differently, that sort of thing. Most of the time, that's not necessarily the case, and I still get really good feedback from people. I mean, it's really amazing, like pretty much every time, about how accurate the information is. But I provide this information for you to give you some insight into what's happening. For a lot of you, you may have been struggling with the same thing over and over in your whole entire life, and you may have no idea why you struggle with that. And so I can help you with that. That's what I'm here for. All right. So my name is Pam Ragland, and I've had this business since 2000. A good part of what I do is helping people change, but it's really changed dramatically over the period of time that I've had this business. So let me explain to you a little bit about the information that I know and some unique measures and things like that that only I have done. And then I'll tell you a little bit more about what I do, how I can help you, and then I'm going to answer your questions. And I do it kind of in relationship to the information I've already given. So I kind of always do this information, even if you've heard me talk about it before. And I tend to say different things every time, so it may never sound the same twice. So you may have heard me three or four times, and you may hear me say something different because I don't really have a script for it. I just kind of say what it feels like I need to say in that moment. Okay, so that's kind of how I work. And then at the end, I'll get some divine guidance. I'll see if there's any divine guidance that wants to come through, and I do believe that we're going to have something about that tonight. And then I will do a healing for the entire group. If you happen to be listening to the recording, it is more powerful if you're on the call and you receive this directly from me when I do it, but it will still work, just not quite as powerfully. If you're on the call, if you're on the video, those of you who are my members receive the ability to have access to videos after the fact, that you can listen to the recorded or watch the recorded videos. Otherwise, everybody for free can listen to the recorded audios. You can download them. I don't care. They're even available on iTunes. Okay, and that's also for free. All right, so I've had this business 12 years, and my background is that I did turnarounds for Fortune 100 companies. And in doing that, I was helping people change. So in my company of 60,000 people, I worked at one of the top four consulting companies in the world, doing turnarounds on big Fortune, 50 companies, really most companies that were bigger than the size of a city. When I would be doing that, I'd notice that people would be resistant to change. And so I got very good at anticipating what people were resistant to and how to help them. And back in 2000, I got really tired of traveling, and I was ready to be out and just done with that job, and I'd had my second major illness in 4 years. First I got cancer, and really, I'd been there 6 years. After 2 years I got the cancer, it didn't really slow me down. 4 years later I got pneumonia that wouldn't respond to three kinds of antibiotics. I couldn't travel for 3 months, and all I did was travel. And I just said to myself, okay, Pam, get a clue, you're doing something wrong. And that's when I started this business that I call Aiming Higher. So that was back in 2000, about March of 2000. And so I've been doing this ever since. And I started out as one of the first coaches, which back then really nobody knew what that was, but in transforming companies, I was coaching the leaders, the board of directors, the employees, the managers, and the directors. So I was coaching at all different levels, and so I recognized myself as a coach. And so I was one of the first coaches. And I set about working with people, and I just found it to be painfully slow. And I tell this story a lot, but I had a client who was from Ireland, one of my first clients. I don't even know how I got a client from Ireland back then, because I wasn't really on the internet or anything like I am now. I had a client from Ireland, and as I began working with her, she had gotten laid off from 14 internet companies, and I would literally say, well, it's a stable job. And I would literally get a stable job, get a stable job. So the facts belied that this was a stable job, right? She had been laid off 14 times. What she really wanted to do was work in films, and they make a lot of films over in Ireland. So I worked with her to get rid of these negative thoughts through the things that are traditional out there, the things that I knew, affirmations, visualizations, we focused on it, all that kind of thing. And we were making a little bit of progress, but I just found that to be painfully slow, okay? And there has to be a faster way. And then what happened is I happened upon this machine that was supposed to remove negative. And the people asked me about the machine, because I don't want you all running out and buying it, because you don't need to. Five or seven or $10,000. The version I have, I think, is like $10,000. And it's probably my most expensive paperweight I have in my office. Because what happened after that is, you know, for me it was valuable at the time, but it was literally my training wheels. And what I've learned since then is about really the limitations inherent in that machine. But anyway, it gave me this idea that you could actually remove stuff. And I was like, wow, you can remove stuff. Cool, then you can do it faster. So I set about investing. It was at least $20,000 in the machine and the training and the accessories and all that sort of thing. And one day I just had this intuition that it was possible to erase it all. And I told the guy that was selling the machine, and I was already in this $5,000 training class. I said something, and he said, Pam, if you think you're going to erase all the negativity someone has, then blah, 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 something about India, something about where we are in the relation to the planet, something about millions of years from now, da, 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 da. And basically the bottom line is he said it's not possible. And I went home that night, and I thought to myself, I really felt like somebody had pulled the wool out from under me, that they had pulled the rug out from under me, and that my purpose was taken away. I didn't know that that was my purpose then. In fact, it turns out that my purpose is to be the leader in removing all this negativity, all these limitations, all these negative thoughts, and all these things that get in our way, and I'm going to tell you a little bit more about that. My purpose is to be a leader in removing those from the planet. I didn't know that back then. All I knew is I felt like someone had taken my purpose away, and I didn't even realize what it was. So I went home that night, I was bummed, I went to sleep. I woke up the next morning and I was just like, oh, it's okay. He just doesn't see the possibility, and I do. It's okay. And, you know, it reminds me that there's the story of Roger Bannister. Roger Bannister is the first person to run a sub-4-minute mile, okay? And before Roger Bannister ran the 4-minute mile, people had tried to do different things, but a lot of people were trying, like, super hard because they really believed that if you ran a 4-minute mile, your heart would explode. And what happened is when Roger Bannister finally broke the record and ran the 4-minute mile, somebody broke his record in 46 days. And after that, 17 people in 1 year were able to run faster than a 4-minute mile. And the reason why is because they all of a sudden saw the possibility. So that's what happens is we get this idea and we think something is not possible. And the truth is so much more is possible than we really ever can imagine. So I'm really here today. I don't know if I'm going to call myself like the queen of possibility, but I'm really here today to help you understand that whatever is in your way can be gotten rid of and that the world is really truly your oyster and it's full of unlimited possibility. So that's my story. After I realized that he just didn't see the possibility, I went, oh. But then I was still working with that machine, and what happened is I was having a hard time raising my prices because everybody else was charging. And I knew when I figured this out it was going to be big. Because I had clients that were regular coaching clients that weren't even getting any negativity removed, so who for all intents and purposes, with that machine you can only do it in person, at least that's so what we were told, but I found a way to go past that. But anyway, at the time, that's what we thought. So we had people that, clients that for all intents and purposes weren't getting as good benefit from the machine, but I was charging them more. And it wasn't about what I could, you know, what I was worth. So what happened was one day, like all of a sudden I was working with my best friend, all of a sudden I just realized, oh, the issue is that I was doing something in 3 minutes with that machine that was taking other people 3 years, and I felt guilty. And the ironic thing about that is when I started my business back in 2000, I said, okay, what makes me unique as a coach? And what I'd written all over my letterhead was helping people change quickly and effortlessly. And I was doing that, and I felt guilty. And as soon as I got rid of that idea, literally that night in my journal, divinely, I received this recipe for what I call quantum thought shifting. And quantum thought shifting is the first thing on the planet and the only thing that actually erases all your past limitations. And it does a lot of other stuff. It's a recipe that just gets rid of all the stuff that's in your way. And I'm going to explain a little bit more about that. But I still thought I was working with the machine. And then what happened is I was still doing my little recipe, but doing the machine. And then one day I forgot to turn it on and I realized it was me. So that's kind of my story. So that's how I found it out. I don't always tell that same story, but so let me step back a second. as one of the first coaches, I was working with that machine, and at a certain point I said, well, how do I know how much I'm helping my clients? And I heard, and I can only say this divinely, measure negativity. So I was like, okay, what is that? I had no idea. So I started measuring negativity in my clients that were coming to me to work on that machine. And what I found was kind of shocking. What I found is that the average adult has 97.4% of all your thoughts in your way. And 96.4% is hidden in your subconscious. Now the deal is that that's 3.5 million negative thought clusters on average. So what's happening today is that we've got all these systems out there that are trying to work one by one by one to get rid of the stuff that's in your way. But the problem is there's just too much. It takes 26 days to get rid of every negative thought that's in your head. So let me explain to you a little bit about how that works. So behind me, I don't know if you can tell, but kind of over on my left there's a door. Okay. So when you're little and you're learning, you learn by what's called association. You grow up and you learn that something's called a door. And it's kind of, you can't really see, it's kind of like panels on it. So some people might call it a panel door or a white door. There's all these different names that you learn for it. And all that stuff is stored in your brain. And it's stored by what's called association. So you see a door, you know it's called a door. And we store this in your brain, which then goes into your subconscious, so you don't have to keep learning what a door is over and over and over again. Okay? So as long as the right kind of stuff goes in, this is great because it helps you effortlessly run your life. And based on what's in your subconscious is what you attract into your life. So there's a thing in your subconscious called the reticular activating system. It literally goes out and looks for a match. It says, oh, okay, you want more, you believe this about yourself. You want more circumstances like this, okay? So let's say that when you're little, someone tells you you're beautiful, you're a wonderful singer, and you think, oh, I'm beautiful, I'm a wonderful singer, and all of a sudden people will come along and say, oh, look at that little girl, she's so beautiful. Oh, listen to her sing, she's such a great singer. They will feedback to you what you really believe about yourself, okay? And that's what you believe in your subconscious. So the subconscious is always out there looking through these circumstances, trying to find a match for us. Some people, you know, the movie The Secret kind of talks about this. What The Secret doesn't tell you, though, is that you've got all this stuff in your way that keeps you from doing what we ought to be able to do. So what happens is you've got all this stuff. But what I found is that we have 97.4% of it that's in our way. Okay, 96.4% of it is hidden. And the significance of that is that you're only operating on a teeny-weeny little bit of your conscious thought. So if you use systems that work one by one, systems that require you to identify the issue, because let's just go there for a second. You know, what I also found in my measures is that by the time you're 5, you have 61% of your lifetime thoughts, and a third of them are already negative. Most people don't remember what happened by the time you're 5. So if you're working in some system that requires you to, let's say, to get rid of the stuff that requires you to remember it, like counseling, coaching, you know, any kind of therapy, anything that you're doing on your own, any type of noticing that you had that negative thought and trying to shift it, if you work in any kind of system like that, it's going to take you forever. Because it takes 26 days to get rid of just one of those things. So if you work on 100 a day, that's going to take you, even if you only have 3 million, not even 3.5 million, that would take you over 2,000 years to get rid of all that. That's exactly 2,136 years. Okay? You'll never do it. So what happens is we've got, this is just like a numbers game, and then compounding that is that most of us don't remember what happened before we're 5. So a third of that stuff already went in before you're 5. So even if you were conscious to it, and you're only conscious to about 1% of what's there, and even if you did remember it, it would still take the rest of your life to get rid of it, and this is the problem. So once I started doing these measures, I went, oh my gosh, no wonder it's so hard for people to change. And then I set about putting my focus out to help people more quickly and effortlessly, and then I discovered this quantum thought shifting process. So what happened is at first I used to just do these 8-month programs where I do quantum thought shifting. I shifted people. And now the thing is, because all this negativity is stored in your subconscious, what happens is when I work with you, that gets literally wiped out. It goes down to 0.6% from 96.4. So all of a sudden, every conscious thought you think is more powerful. So you have to really learn how to manage that. So most of what I do, frankly, when I work with you, is not just get rid of the stuff that's in your way really quickly and effortlessly, but I'm helping you manage the power that you have, because you all have that power, but what's happened is all this negativity has kind of covered it up. So I help you learn how to manage that power so that you can actually use it and direct it in the right way, because otherwise it's kind of like you're in danger to yourself and others. You're sort of like this bull in the china shop. You're going in and banging around into things and you don't even realize you're doing it, and you'll inevitably create the wrong stuff in your life. So I've learned in doing this, and being the only one who's doing this, that I really need to teach you how to use your thoughts. So most of what I do is that, and I'm actually teaching that program. Now what I did is I still found that 8 months was too much change for people, and so I split it up into levels. So now I have levels 1 through 4, basically. I do have an advanced level, but the shifting's already done at that point. So levels 1 through 4. So level 1 is the starting place if somebody wants to remove their negativity, and that's about 11% of all your negativity. Now compare that, because I've been doing these measures, to the systems out there that sort of work one by one by one. What happens is, because your subconscious is really efficient, when they remove one negative thought, your subconscious is so efficient it just attracts it right back for you. So you go 2 steps forward and you go like almost 2 steps back. That's why it's really, really hard to make any progress. That only, or most people can't even get to the root cause of the real issue, because most of it happened before you're 5, so they have to be intuitive and really good at that to even be able to do it. If they could, they can't get rid of it. And if they could get rid of it, they can't get rid of enough to be able to make a dent and help you move forward. So this is the problem, okay? So this is kind of what we're facing. And so this requires a dramatically different approach. So I believe this is why I was really quite by accident, because like I call myself, I'm like the accidental healer. I was transforming companies, my degree's in business. I never thought for a minute I'd be doing this. I mean, if you'd have told me 12 years ago I'd be doing this, I would have looked at you like you had a hole in the head, because it never occurred to me. But actually that's the power of what I do, because I didn't know any better. All I knew is I wanted to help people quickly and effortlessly. I didn't know that there should be rituals or a certain way to do it, or that I couldn't do it. People have since told me, oh, you can't do that. Well, yes, I can, because apparently I can, because I'm already doing it. You think I can't do it, so that's just your own negativity, okay? So you've got all these limitations around us, but I didn't come in with any of that because I didn't even know anything. I just got this way to help people because my only focus was helping you change quickly and effortlessly. So that's what I do. I've got a process called quantum thought shifting that erases it all, or what I call my level 4 program. That's the biggest one. That's still a 6-month program. But now I start at level 1, which is 1 month. There's level 2, which is also a month. Level 3, 2 months. And then going to level 4. So they each progressively remove negativity, so that by the time you get to level 4, I'm not only erasing it all, but I'm really kind of like a spiritual jack of all trades. If there's anything else out there doing all this stuff, I mean, like chakra rebalancing, there's all this physical stuff I do. If there's anything else that's worth doing, chances are I'm already doing it anyway in my recipe, because it's just this recipe of different stuff. So the starting place for working with me now is level 1. That's where I start people. Used to be level 2, but I kind of worked my way backwards. And I'm actually taking that level 1 program now and very shortly putting it into a home study, where you'll actually be able to just have the educational part of it, the support, emailed to you or sent to you. I haven't quite figured out exactly how I'm going to do it yet, but delivered to you in some form or another. And then I'll have people do assessments, and then on a regular basis, probably like once a week, I'll just shift everybody who's waiting to be shifted. Because one of the things that I found is the more and more I've done this, the more and more applications. Not only have I helped people with things like trauma, I mean, I'm talking post-traumatic stress, like they just took a guy off a plane today, a pilot, because he had a panic attack. Things like that, stress, negative thoughts, beliefs that are in your way, addictions. I found out now I'm coping with autism, and I found that out by accident because my own son is autistic, and I didn't even know because I helped him. I shifted my kids. They were one of my experiments when they were 2 and 3, and he's like so normal that they just identified him like not even a year ago, and he's 9 and a half. Okay, so they were like, we think he's autistic, but he's so normal, he doesn't keep a normal profile, he can communicate. So anyway, that's a whole other application for what I do. So I'm going to be taking it to home study, but meanwhile, I'll be doing 1 or 2 more live groups that are kind of based on my new format. So those of you who might be interested, you might want to get in on those groups to get rid of something in particular that's in your way, or you know, help you kind of along the path to be more free towards, it helps you be more on purpose. I measure that. There's a new movement afoot to increase what some people call coherence. That's the alignment of your head and your heart. It basically means you're more tapped into your innate guidance. and helps you with that. I mean, that your, I think, called frequency, which is what people call your vibe, that it makes you more conscious. All these things that people are trying to do, it does all of those things. So it really is kind of like an all-in-one, okay? So anyway, that's what thought shifting does. The thought shifting is level one. Once it gets to level four, we call it quantum thought shifting. So that's what I do, and that's how I discovered it, and that's what I'm here for, and basically I'm here to help. Okay, that's what I do. I'm a single mom. I have two kids, and you know, I do this. I run my business in a couple days a week, so forgive me for all those crazy emails today because I am really trying to get other people to help me so that I can help more of you and focus more on these kind of programs and being able to help and shift more and more people. Because what I know is that, you know, when we are on the planet, we don't really have time to do it the slow way any longer. We're at the point where we've almost stretched the rubber band as tightly as we can. And you're going to see when I answer people's questions, I'll also measure negativity, and you're going to see that some of you are going to be above average. And remember, the average is 97.4%. So that means almost all of it's in your way. And, you know, sometimes people write into me and say, you know, well, how much is the difference, or what do I have to do to get rid of it? The only thing that I've ever run across that can make any kind of a significant dent in that negativity is thought shifting. I've actually measured people who have been doing clearing work for 30 years and they've gotten rid of 0.5% of their negativity. Level one thought shifting gets rid of 11% average in one day. And the process is so easy because what I do is all I do is I tell you I'm going to shift you, I start the process behind the scenes, and you drink more water and basically that's it. I tell you what to expect, but we don't have to. The beauty of it is we don't have to, like, today I'm going to answer your questions, tell you where stuff comes from, but we don't even have to do that. I've made it as simple and effortless as possible because the truth is the power is in the simplicity. I was given this image, if you can imagine it. It used to be that when I removed all of it, it took 6 weeks, but when I removed just a portion, it took like 60 days, and I was like, what's the difference? Well, I was given this vision of a target. So if you imagine like the center in a target's really, really small, but there's all these rings around it. And that's where everyone's working, is like at the outer edges of the ring. So what happens is there's a lot of space there. When you go right to the middle, it's really small. So what you want to do is get right to the root cause. And, you know, one of the reasons I transform companies is because I'm just really good at that. That's just one of the skills I have. I'm really good at getting to the real root cause and being able to then really blast out all that stuff forward. So I don't work like anybody else. People will email me or my assistant and they'll say, can I do an individual session? I don't work like that because I used to. But how I got this improvement on the level one is that in one session, I'm still removing the average of at least 10% of your negativity, 11 is probably more now when I work with you personally. But I wasn't teaching you how to manage your thoughts. And now your conscious thoughts are way more powerful, and I wasn't teaching you about that. And I felt really uncomfortable about that because all of a sudden you might create something you totally don't want, and you don't even know why. So it's, you know, you don't have that problem with other kinds of systems because they're not removing enough. Okay, but because this one is, I really felt that I needed to teach you, give you at least the opportunity. I mean, if you don't want to learn it, you don't listen to the classes, I can't do anything about that. But I felt I needed to give you the opportunity to learn these things so that you would recognize what's really going on with the shifting and how powerful your thoughts are. So that's why I created that program around it. I started groups. I found that then I could shift everyone as a group as if I was shifting you individually, so I started doing it that way. So I just kind of continually improved it. So I don't really do you a service by working with you individually and shifting an issue for you. I can sometimes do a hybrid of like a private, but I still ask you to go listen to that stuff, you know. And every once in a while I open up a space for most of my private clients. I only take if you want to go all the way to level four. And then I'll let you go all the way to level four instead of having to do level one, two, three, and four. But I only open up a few of those private slots every year. That's really all I can have time to do. So most of the time, your best bet is going to be to go into the group. And, you know, it's actually, you know, kind of nice. When I do the home study, I'll still make sure I set up some kind of an ability for you to connect with other people who are also in the program. You can ask questions, get support, you know, that kind of thing. There will always be some type of support mechanism there for people because the thing is that as I become more powerful, the longer I've done this, the shift continues to change and become more powerful. So I always do kind of like to keep track of what's happening with you and make sure that I'm serving you best. Okay, so that's the deal. So now I'm going to go, let's see, and someone's asking me in the chat. I asked a question several weeks ago, but missed every webinar, curious if it was ever answered. Okay, so let me tell you what I did with that. if we answered your question on the call, my system will actually email you and tell you that we answered your question. So when you guys ask a question, it sends me an email. I use those to pick through and pick out the questions, and then we'll actually email you from that on that email and tell you that we answered your question. And you can find the askpamragland.com, the A-S-K and then my name, P-A-M, and then R-A-G-L-A-N-D.com. You can find it again. Use the same email that you used before, if you hopefully remember what it is. Use the same email you used before. You don't have to ask a question, and the archives are right there. Also, if you're on my email list, then you'll get notified, a reminder of where you can listen to the archives. And then I've got the different questions in there. But we're trying to do a better job of, if you ask a question, saying, hey, you know, we answered your question. So I did say that if you're on the chat, if you're on the, you know, the Ustream chat and you ask a question, let me know the name you answered it from and the city or state or whatever it is that you put in. And then when I go through and I pick out the questions, I look for that. I look for who's actually on the call. And I try to focus on answering some of your questions first if I can find a match. If you asked it several weeks ago and it's not kind of close up to the top, sometimes I miss those if I always go back. I've got about two, okay. As of right this moment I'm sitting here, I've got 2,620 something questions that people have asked me that I haven't answered. So there's a lot of questions out there. I'm going to be making available a way that you can get a guaranteed answer to your question if you want that. Like I might do some little thing where like a one-time charge or something if you guys want actually to ensure that I answer your question. I'm going to maybe play around with that and see if anybody's interested in that. And if nobody's interested, then I won't do it. But I might play around with that idea also. I've been contemplating it because I do have so many questions that have been unanswered. But I'm sure some people have probably asked the same question more than once, but there's a lot of them out there. But that's how it works. So we do email you. And then I also am starting to answer questions on my Facebook page. So if you're not following me already on Facebook, if you go to facebook.com/thoughtshifting, T-H-O-U-T, wait a minute, T-H-O-U-G-H-T, to make sure I spell it, and then shifting, S-H-I-F-T-I-N-G. That's my Facebook page for, you know, what I do. You can, you know, like that page, and then you can follow, and I'll answer some questions there. I do not use your whole name. So most of you only enter a first name, but if you entered your last name, I don't put it in anyway. I'll put in, like, your first name in your city or something like that. You know, nothing that's going to personally identify you, but hopefully you will see that, and we are emailing you and letting you know. Hello, hello. Got some of my clients out there. Yay, that's fun. And so I'll do that. And then I'm also going to start answering some questions on my blog, so the same thing. I'm going to try to be getting through more of these questions. All right, okay, so with that, let me go to the questions. And also on Tuesday nights, my kids come home probably at 7 o'clock my time, which means sometimes their dad brings them a little bit sooner. So I will do my best to keep this under that amount of time because they'll come knocking on the door. Okay, so let's see. Okay. Going through a few here. Give me a second. About going through all these things, it's just the people that are just kind of, you guys are from all over the place. That's the coolest thing ever about the internet. Okay, let's see here. And okay, so I'm going to start down. Oh my gosh, I should ask a lot of questions. I'm going to start with Helena. Helena's from Australia. Oh, let me. Okay, all right. Oh, and someone's saying I never received an email from an answered question. If you didn't receive an email, that means that I didn't get to your question because I do have a lot of questions out there, so I do my best. But if I know that you're here, I'll try to find your question. And let's see, you're in Wisconsin. And also, Let me know, like, your first name or something, the person from Wisconsin, how you signed up on my email list. That helps. I'll see if I can find you. Okay. So let's see here. If I type it out, otherwise I don't remember whose questions I answered, but I try to, we kind of have a little system here that we try to maintain. Okay. So this is Helena. And Helena is from, is that already? Helena's question is kind of long, but let me read it. Okay. Helena is here about creating her own business, which is following her passion of providing information and support to women regarding birth and parenting, that it's not going to make enough money, that I'm going to get too stressed doing it, and not having sufficient time to focus on it while looking after my 3-year-old daughter in preschool 2 days a week. And most are trying to get pregnant again, too. All right. So I'm going to tell you some practical stuff, and then I'm going to get to the root of what's going on with you. Okay. So what I want to say is that, first of all, I was at my company where I got first cancer, and then 4 years later I got pneumonia that wouldn't respond to kinds of antibiotics because I was afraid to start my own business. I was afraid I wouldn't be successful. I was afraid I wouldn't make money. I didn't have any kids then, but I do now. My kids are 9 and 10. I had my daughter shortly after I started this business. And what I want to say is those are all just ideas. So I, as a single, I'm actually as a single mom, you know, support us. I actually support us. I work mainly 2 days a week, take care of my kids, run this business, help thousands of people all over the planet, and so can you. So the biggest obstacle is to us doing anything is negativity and just this idea that we can't. So I just kind of wanted to throw it out there as that possibility, in the same idea of, like, how I mentioned Roger Bannister, the 4-minute mile and all that kind of thing, because it's really us that, you know, get in the way of ourselves. Now, I'm going to have I'm doing a set of a bunch of different sets of free videos this year that I'm putting out, and one of them is going to be a set of videos for fear of starting your own business. So take a look for that. Make sure that when, you know, you're getting my emails, whatever, you pay attention to that, because that is one of the ones I'm going to address. There are a lot of people who want to start your own business, but you're afraid, okay? And the thing is that for everybody, the negativity surrounding that is different. For me, I think it was a security thing, because I really haven't had anybody take care of me financially since I was 16. So I think for me it was like, you know, I was making six figures and I was secure, you know. So to go on my own and all of a sudden I'm responsible and I've got fits and spurts of money coming in, I mean, it's like, you know, it's not secure in the same way. So I think that was for me, but for everybody's different. Okay, so now let me get to the negativity around this issue. So this is age 3. And remember, 61% of what's there is there between by age 5. So you typically, I started giving those measures because what I found is, you know, basically 0 to 5 is what I found in most of the things before the time you were 3. So I said to myself, the statistics say, but I don't know how they got these, that 50% of your negativity or your limited thinking is there by the time you're 5. And I'm like, okay, I totally, or 50% of your thoughts, but I'm like, I totally think it's more. And so that's when I started measuring. I'm like, oh, no, it's not. It's 61% of your lifetime thoughts, and 1/3 of them are already negative by age 5, okay? It's not even just, you know, half of your thoughts are there by age 5. Okay, so this came in at age 3. This has to do with your mom. And really getting that your mom used to tell you that you can't do things. I should republish this article. Your mom was told that she can't do things. Now, I'm going to go off on a side tangent for a second. I published this article for parents called No, Not, Don't, and Can't. Because what happens is those are the things we tell our kids, and then they mirror them back to themselves. So it used to be called No, Not, and Don't. But what happened is, one day my daughter said something. She was like 3, I think. And she said, Mommy, I can't. And I was like, where did that come from? And I realized it came from me. So instead of, now, you know, what happens is if I tell you don't think about an orange, what are you thinking about? An orange. So we put these ideas in our kids' heads, we tell them the opposite of what we really want them to do. So can't is one of those things, one of those words that go in that is not helpful, it's limiting, and there's really no usefulness to it. If we want them to cease behavior, we can tell them things like stop doing that, but not you can't do that, okay? And that's the way we talk. And then we're surprised when our kids grow up and say, I can't do that. So I'm getting that your mom said this to you. I'm getting that her mom said it to her. Actually, both her parents said it to her. And I'm getting not necessarily that she did this on purpose, but there was a certain amount of unconsciousness to her behavior. That's the way I want to put it. So she wasn't necessarily the one who was looking around saying, can I be the best parent? It's like an unconscious parent. Okay, so this is what I'm getting. Now, I always forget to mention this. The three ways that you learn this negativity are either somebody models it for you, you see them doing it. Sorry, there seems to be a dog party going on outside. If you guys can't hear that. Either you model it for them, that behavior, or you tell a child directly something, or you come to an assessment about it yourself. You think to yourself, blah, blah, blah. And one example of that is my daughter, Sydney, when she was 2.5, she dropped a jar on the kitchen floor and it broke in a bunch of pieces. And she was crying and everything. And I thought, okay, I don't want to tell her it's okay, everybody makes mistakes, because I don't want to put that idea in her head. So I said, Sydney, it's okay, honey. Sometimes people make mistakes. And she said, well, Mommy, my friends don't make mistakes. And I said, what gave you that idea? Okay. So that's just not true. So so she had already come to that conclusion herself when she was 2.5. Luckily, I heard it, and I stopped it, and then, of course, she's been shifted since then. Okay, so let's see. And, you know, there's a lot of people out there providing information about birth and parenting. I think that your timing is probably right. Okay. And stressed in time. Okay. So the first thing is that someone tells you that you can't. Then there's kind of a second layer that has to do with money. And I'm getting a sense that you never got a chance to feel confident in your own abilities. Okay. So, like, if you were to go to level one, we deal with, like, first kind of, like, one, like, layer at a time. Okay. So what's happened is you've never really had a chance to be successful. Because you weren't allowed to. I was checking in if somebody was afraid that you were going to fail or something. It's more like you weren't allowed to. My sense. Okay. So the negativity in this, so what I always measure is your negativity, that'll tell you how much of this issue is combined and with it, and then we'll give us an idea of what can be done. Okay. So let's see. 97.8% total negativity. Remember, the average is 97.4%, so you're not too far off the mark there. So a little bit above average. And you know, when it's 97.4%, I always tell people, don't at all feel bad, you know, if you're a little above average, because that's an average, and let's face it, that number's like really, really high. So you don't have to go very far to be close to that. Okay. And then this particular, I'm going to do issue number one, the idea that you can't do things. Is 37% of all your negativity. So you might have some pretty good progress in level one that it removes about 11%. We'd be able to get a big chunk of that dealt with for you so that you could really make a difference. Because the thing is, by removing a lot more than how efficient your subconscious is, you can get ahead of it, start becoming more conscious and focusing on what you want. Then I'm going to go to issue number two, though. So if we take a look at that. That's about 20% of all your negativity. That's one that has to do with money and never getting a chance to feel confident in your own abilities. So the combined thing, you know, for you probably at least level two and maybe level three is going to work also. So to find out more about that, we're still updating this, but It will be hopefully done within the next day or two. PamRagland.com/ and so it's my name, Pam, P-A-M, and then Ragland, RAGLAND.com/level1, LEVEL, then the number one. I'll do an announcement whenever that is finally ready. Also, for money things, if you haven't already, you might take a look at my free money videos. And they are at the number 5, money, M-O-N-E-Y, secrets, the word secrets.com. Okay, and those are my free videos. Take a look at that. I do have some money CDs that help people also, but you can look at the free videos if you like those, then we'll give you a chance to get the CDs if you want to get those. Okay, so I hope that helps. All right, let's see. Okay, so let's see. That's one. Let me take a look here. Okay, I'm going to take this one because let me see if I've got this person on the line here. I'm able to actually unmute the line if you're on the line and I can let you in. Okay. This person, okay, see that one too. I want to. This person is Margaret, and Margaret is from Texas. So if you happen to be on the Ustream, Margaret, let me know. Okay, she's from Waco, Texas. Okay. What I'm getting, Margaret's question is, since leaving a cult, she left a cult 10 years ago. So I thought this would be kind of interesting, and I get a question like this all the time. It's a cult 10 years ago, and she's experienced depression and a sudden increase in allergies that caused her to feel brain dead and exhausted. Okay. I want to talk about this. Yeah. In my archives at Pam Ragland, AskPamRagland.com, I do have a call where my what I call my pals and my divine guidance talk about allergies. So you can go out there also if you want to listen to that a little bit more. But basically, allergies are an imbalance. So any kind of negativity is an imbalance. Okay, they're an imbalance. They're an energetic imbalance. We're not balanced. I don't know how to put it in that. That's what causes allergies, okay? But I'm not getting that the allergies are what's causing the brain dead and the exhausted. My sense is it's really something else. So okay, I'm sensing it in two layers. So I'm going to look at layer one, and I'm going to look at layer two. Okay. So layer one is a pull. Okay. So now let me tell you what happens. Everything on the planet has what's called the field of thought around it. Okay. So we call this energy fields, quantum fields. People have all kinds of different names for this. Okay. But it's basically a group of thought. Churches have it. Schools have it. Cities have it. Families have it. It's a field of thought. It's a grouping of thought. And the larger the influence of it, the larger the prevalence of it, in other words, the larger the group or the more like thought that goes into there, the stronger that is. Okay? So when you're in something like a cult, you're basically indoctrinated and brainwashed, and all those associations I was teaching you about that create those habits, what happens is you get other associations and habits that kind of keep you ingrained in that cult. So you actually learn to be a part of the cult. You learn how not to listen to your intuition. You learn how to follow orders. It's a whole bunch of negativity that gets kind of ingrained in you. Okay. Now there's also fields have an energetic pull. Okay. So all that field of thought has a pull. And what's happening is all day, all the time, we're kind of exchanging energy. We're giving and taking, And what's happening is the people that are still in the cult who were kind of didn't want you to leave, some because they're jealous, some because they feel threatened that you left, some might disband the cult, that sort of thing, are actually energetically tugging on you, okay? So you can do two things about this. I'm going to recommend two things for you. Okay, the first thing is I have a caretaking self-study, and that's that where I talk about kind of this energetic thing. So just specifically talk about the cult, but if you just focus on the idea that someone's taking your energy, it's the same thing, okay? And that's at pamreglin.com/stop-caretaking-now, and it's C-A-R-E-T-A-K-I-N-G, stop caretaking, and then the word now, okay? So if you go there, that's something you can take a look at. And then if there's no .com or anything like that, it's just pamreglin.com. Again, these things are available, most of these links, on the page. Once you sign up for askpamreglin.com, there's a few links on that page because they're the things that tend to come up the most in these questions. Okay. The other thing is that I do have a money CD. Now, I know maybe you don't have an issue with money, or maybe you do, but the thing is that I've got a couple of exercises on there that actually help protect your energy from other people. So I would recommend, if you haven't seen it already, my money CD, because you can actually play that and sort of protect your energy from other people. Now, part of what I'm going to do on this call tonight is I'll do some of that for you, but it's more powerful when you learn how to do it yourself, and you can just do it yourself. And listening to me taking you through it is more powerful than me doing it on here. And then learning to do it yourself is more powerful yet, okay? So I don't have it anyplace else other than my money CD, or unless you're working with me in the thought shifting group, then you also get access to it. So I would say just go to, go to the free videos, the5moneysecrets.com, and then that'll direct you on the first video, that'll direct you to the money CD, okay? So I would take a look at that, and that's for the exercises that are on there that I call cloaking and bubbling, okay? So that will help protect your energy. Now, so that's layer number one. But now let's look at layer number two. What's happening in the first place? And my sense is that you feel this strong, like, guilt, and my sense is that you felt that you're leaving people behind, okay? And this is negativity. So that layer is negativity, and that has to do with caretaking. So again, going back to the caretaking self-study, maybe that's why I felt compelled to suggest that to you, because it will also help with that. So the you are caretaking. This is something you learned. I want to say your mom, but it's not like a mom. Maybe there was a grandma around, or like an aunt. A really heavily imposing female figure that is like a mom, but not necessarily exactly your mom, okay? It really taught you that you should be selfless and give up yourself, specifically around men. But what happened is you developed this habit of giving up your energy to others. And you know what? This is like a huge epidemic on the planet, okay? So, and it all felt bad about it. I'm a reformed caretaker. That's how I learned about this. And I tell people, and this is the truth, I'm a single mom with two kids because I was caretaking, okay? So I've learned a lot about it. I helped a lot of people with it. But I'm getting that this is something that you learned, and this was starting at age two. This is just something that was modeled for you over and over and over again and told to you. Okay, now, I'm going to suspect that there's a lot of negativity with this, so let me look at your numbers here. So your total negativity is going to be, you're at 98.9%. You have a lot more negativity than average, and this particular issue is 53%, okay, of your negativity. So that means that ultimately you're probably going to want to go to level 4, okay? But you can take a look at level 1. So pamreglin.com/level 1 is where you want to go, okay? take a look at that. All right, so I hope that that helps you get an idea. And then what happens is as each layer of the negativity is removed, you get more and more imbalance, and then that takes care of the allergy issues. The headaches are really because of the energetic pull that's tugging at you. That's what I get. Okay. This is, okay, let me see. Alexandra. Can I take this one from Alexandra? Let me see. Yeah, okay. And Alexandra is from the USA. That's all I know. Okay. All right, her question is, I consider myself to be a pleasant and patient person to everyone I know, and I can honestly say others would agree with me on that. However, when it comes to my own kids, who are age 8 and 6, I get so impatient and angry. Okay, I'm laughing because I can kind of relate. I'm so easily irritated by their arguments and telling. I've come to the point of using ugly, hurtful words to get their attention and listen, but of course it hasn't solved anything but added pain and heartache to the three of us and deep regret on my part. But it's as if I'm stuck in this awful parenting method and it's destroying my family slowly. Don't get me wrong, we have our good days, and well, of course, I tell them I love them and love them on a daily, but it's like I'm constantly in a bad mood, and I really like to receive some help so I can raise happy children and feel joy myself. Okay. Okay. I'm going to go into a couple different things here. Okay, so first of all, let's just talk about parenting in general. And I actually started a book on this, but I haven't finished it yet. One of these times when the time is right, I'll finish that book. The thing about parenting in general is that most of us were not parented in the way that we needed to be. So remember I talked about negativity and, you know, what happens with the negativity. And, you know, we learned that. We learned how to parent from our kids, okay? I mean, from our parents. We learned how to parent from our parents, and that's automatic. That's gone in our subconscious. It's part of those habits I talked about. It's part of that chain of information that we learned, okay? And because of that, we tend to parent our kids the same way. And because we have 97.4% on average negativity, we have 96.4% on average in our subconscious, because our subconscious habits are what's driving our behavior, we very often will do things and afterwards we'll say, oh my God, why did I do that? You know, this is the same MO with addictions, obsessions, anything, you name it like that, okay? It's all the same. So we'll take a look at that, and we'll say, oh, my gosh, and then now we add fuel to the fire, because then we start judging that there's something wrong with us, okay? And we start judging that we're bad. And so we really also have this other layer where we kind of need to forgive ourselves, okay? So I'm going to give you a few things on that. Okay, let's see. So parenting. Judging ourselves. Okay. Now, so basically along the parenting lines, I'm going to give you like a few resources. One is, again, my caretaking self-study. Because there happens to be a bonus in there on forgiveness. And not only do I have the sense that the caretaking self-study is going to help you, but I think the bonus on forgiveness will help you too. I've just never taken it out, so it's like this unadvertised bonus people get when they buy that. Again, that's at pamreglin.com/stop caretaking now, okay? Stop, and then the word caretaking is caretaking, and then the word now, okay? So I would take a look at that. The other thing is, again, my money CD, because on my money CD, I have this exercise that's called heart meditation. And I really should put those on a separate CD, but anyway, right now that's the only place you can get them. Plus, you have the bonus of learning to attract more money. You can get those. You can add the five. You can start with the free videos, and it will lead you to the money CD, which is moneysecrets.com. But specifically with you, we're focused on the heart meditation, because when you're in your heart, it's very, very difficult to both judge yourself and be so angry at your children. Okay. So those are like just some things that I want to talk about. Okay. Now, so let's look at what the issue is. So James has learned behavior starting age 2. Now, the reason why you started age 2 is because that's when you became aware of it. It doesn't mean that your parents all of a sudden at age 2 became different kinds of parents. It means that at age 2, that's when your awareness about a lot of things started kind of kicking in. Okay? So that's kind of what that means. My sense is your parents were always the way they were, especially your dad. A lot of dad energy around this one. Okay? You have learned behavior, but there's something else also. Hurtful words. And I'm thinking this is like a male. And it's not your dad. It's like an older brother. Maybe who used to be mean to you. It could be an uncle. Somebody used to be mean to you. So you kind of learned, like, that words hurt. And I'm getting that that is negativity also that you're bringing into the mix. Again, that's automatic. It's this automatic negative habit, okay? A-N-H, automatic negative habit. On. So we want to undo the on. That's what, okay. Kind of made that up. But anyway, we want to undo the on. Okay, so let me take a look at this new negativity. So that's why you're doing it. This is what you've learned. This is what you know. This is what was taught to you. This is what's in your subconscious. And no matter what your conscious mind wants to do differently, the driver's seat is with your subconscious. That's why it's so important to clear out so much of that negativity with, like, the thought shifting, because otherwise your conscious mind is not in charge, and it's frustrating, okay? So the total negativity is maybe 8.3. So you're 98.3%. Remember, the average is 97.4, and this particular issue is 41%. Again, you would do well with thought shifting with level 1, but you're probably going to need to go on to at least level 2. So for pamregman.com/level1 is where you want to look. Okay, I hope that helps. Let's see what kind of time we have. Okay, good. Let me breeze along here and see who else I can answer. Okay, let me see who else is on here. Let me try to see on the phone. Looking on the phone, I'm taking the phone and let's see. Okay. And for those of you who might have missed the beginning, I can see there's still people calling in. You're welcome to we'll have this whole recording out. Usually it takes us a day or two. Depending on how long my technical guy can convert it. We put it in MP3 for you so you can, you know, listen on your iPod or whatever you want to do. We podcast it on iTunes. So if you guys are on iTunes, you can always search by my name and sign up for the podcast also. We kind of tend to do that about the same time. Okay, so let's see. Looking for one here who's in the... Let me see if I can find your question. Sorry, guys. I'm going to take this one. Okay. This is someone named Karen. Karen's in the Wake Forest. And... Hurry there. Okay. Karenson. I'm not sure what state it is. I asked for the zip code, but I don't know why I do that because I don't know where all these places are. Karenson, Wake Forest. Karen, you know where that is. Okay. Karen says, my biggest obstacle is finding higher paying customers for my services, which I now feel deserving in receiving. Okay. Okay. So the first thing I'm going to refer you to, again, is my money, free money videos, if you've not looked at them already. So money, it's always good to look at my free videos. So, because they're free. And also the money, there's a money seat that goes along with that. That's a free video, so see what you think about that. And again, that's at 5, the numeral 5, money, M-O-N-E-Y, secrets.com, okay? So I'm going to tell you about that. Okay, now let's get to the negativity on here. Okay, so this is age 3 again. Now remember, again, a lot of things will appear like it's age 2 or 3 because that's when we're kind of really starting to observe things. It doesn't mean we weren't exposed to these things earlier. That's just kind of like when it went in. That's when it went in and it stuck. Okay, that's when we became conscious to it. Okay, but there are things. I mean, I've worked with people that have things that were babies, that things that were, you know, that preceded this lifetime. I call that soul debris. Okay, something we can bring in with us and drag along with us. So, in all different ways, but. Sometimes when I'm doing these and answering these questions, that's kind of when it cropped up into this life, okay? Could even be old energy. All right, so H3, and what I'm getting is that to do with your mom, and that your mom wasn't allowed, I want to use the word allowed exactly, wasn't allowed to participate in supporting the family. So in other words, she wasn't allowed to work, but it's more than that. So your mom, she wanted to have some type of like purpose or reason for being, and she wasn't allowed to do that. Okay, so now take it back to you. So even though you say to me, I now feel deserving in receiving those higher paying customers, consciously you may feel deserving, but I'm still getting that subconsciously. You don't, it's not okay for women to make the big bucks. That's what I'm getting. Okay, and I'm using the word big bucks. I don't know if that's something, a phrase that somebody in your family uses, but that's what I'm getting, is this energy of it's not okay for women to make money. So even if you consciously feel that you deserve it, there's this subconscious negativity that's running the show. That's what I'm getting. Okay, so now let's look at your total negativity. Your total is 8.2%, and of this particular issue, is 39%. Okay, so that means it could be a lot worse for a money issue. Because I would go to the money CDs, but I'd also look at the thought shifting. So at least level 1, probably level 2. PamBregman.com/level1, LEVEL1 is where you want to start. You're probably going to need to go to at least level 2 with that much negativity. And you know, what happens a lot of times is when you do the thought shifting, you'll start noticing stuff, and then you'll naturally just kind of want to go on. Okay, that's what tends to happen. Okay, I think, look at the time. I think I can answer one more question. Hey, I'm plugging along tonight. Let's see. And I looked for your question. I'm not finding it out here, but it was like 3 weeks ago. I think I've had maybe 800 questions since then, so that might be why. Okay. Might be too hard when I pick them and I kind of flag them, but it just kind of depends on what I'm noticing on the day. Okay, what kind of comes up? Yeah, let's see here. Okay. Okay, I'm going to take this one. Natalie. Natalie is in South Africa. So don't give up if I didn't answer your question tonight. We'll start looking at the other ones. I can answer some of them as well. Okay, so Natalie. Natalie says, good afternoon, Pam. Thanks for this opportunity. Okay. I want to know why I always have money problems. What am I doing wrong? I have a husband who's always doing stuff for other people and nothing for his own family. My kids and I resent him for this. He always seems to have a problem when I ask him to do something for me. Okay. So now let me explain to you what tends to happen. We tend to attract people into our lives to help us understand the things that we really want to learn. So what I'm getting is you really want to learn about this thing that I've called caretaking. And so you've attracted to care for other people that is mirroring right back at you something that you want to see changed. So whenever you feel resentment, that is a clue to you that you're caretaking, okay? So any of you that are within earshot of this right now in whatever form or another that you are, if you are feeling resentful, that means that you're caretaking somebody in your life. They're either taking your energy or you're giving it up. But the word caretaking means that you're caring for somebody and it's taking from you, okay? So you have this resentfulness going on towards your husband because you've been allowing behaviors to occur and you're expecting something in return and he's giving back something to someone else, okay? Now, neither right nor wrong way, the only thing that you can change energetically for what you're attracting in is yourself, okay? So that's the place that you want to focus on. So let's look at this. Let's look at this caretaking. Okay, and I'm getting again, this is 3-year-old energy. It's 2 to 3. Okay, kind of a pattern tonight. It's not always like this, but it's usually 1 to 3. Okay, caretaking. I'm getting that you learned from your mom. Okay. So remember the three ways we learn. We model behavior that we see other people do. Someone tells us something directly, that negativity goes right in our subconscious. And up until about the age of 5, your brain waves are actually like under hypnosis, so everything's going in. Okay? There's no filter. And that's why it is really so important that our kids are exposed to. And then the third thing is that you get an idea about something. So this is the first circumstance. You're doing modeling. You saw your mom operating a certain way, and also there were certain things she said to you that reinforced that, and that caused you to think that it's that way, and you developed this habit of caretaking. Okay? So this is how women are with men. Okay? So you attracted somebody you can take care of, but who's not taking care of you. Okay, so does that make sense? So this is something that you'll want to get a handle on because it's going to take from you. A lot of disease is as a result of caretaking, especially cancer. Okay, it's super important that we learn to stop doing this. But one of the things is, one of the reasons why we switch this energy around is because we don't know how to get it for ourselves. We don't know how to tap into the source energy, and that's one of the things also that the thought shifting really helps with. The more and more and more you're shifted, the easier that is, okay? So let's see. Let's look at this issue. Let's see. Let's look at your negativity and then this issue. The negativity, 98.7%. Okay, so that's a lot, but again, average is 97.4, so not much further to go. This particular issue is 49%. Okay, so you're going to want to get in with the thought shifting. You're probably going to end up needing, you know, wanting to go to level 4, okay? But start at level 1 and take a look at it. PamRegan.com/level1. Also take a look at the caretaking self-study, which is again at PamRegan.com/stop caretaking now. So PamRegan.com. My name, Pam, and then Ragland, RAGLAND.com, and then stop caretaking now, okay? I would take a look at that also for you, okay? And then you also can take a look at those free money videos also. You learn something from that too. Okay. All right, so I hope that that helps. And now I'm going to see. What do we have? Okay, I'm going to see if we've got any divine information. You know what? I know it. I knew we were going to have it tonight. I had a sense it was going to kind of be about this. And this is what I'm being guided to talk about. Is bullying. We've had issues in the United States all of a sudden with things like bullying, and prejudice kind of falls in that category, but we're not going to talk about that tonight, so let's talk about bullying. So everything that's happening on the planet right now, as I talked about the caretaking, self-study, and all that, everything that's happening on the planet right now is power. And what's trying to happen with the planet right now is that we're trying to put the planet back into balance. And this means that neither one group doesn't have the power over the other. One person in a relationship doesn't have the power over the other. Adults don't have power over kids. Kids don't have power over animals, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Everything is all equalized. But in order to get to that state, some people need more power, some people need less. So what happens is in this situation of bullying that there are children who feel powerless. But instead of understanding that what they need to do is be in a position where we get rid of this negativity, and of course the parents don't know this, we get rid of this negativity and they learn to be in their own power as the innate beings that we were created as, what happens instead is we try to take the power from somebody else. So power is energy, energy is power. So I'm talking about the caretaking and taking energy, that's also taking power. So what's happening is people overpower others, and that's the bullying, in order to have the illusion of taking their power back. But of course, they never really get powerful that way. So they have to continue doing it over and over and over again. So the real solution to this problem is to empower everyone to be as powerful as they really are. I'm writing that down. This is the solution. And what's happened is we've lost sight of how to do that. The way that we do that is we get rid of what's in our way so that it's just us sitting here and we're conscious. And we're able to consciously make choices. And in that moment, monitor our own behavior. But because there's so much negativity and there's so much hidden negativity, it's almost impossible for us to be able to monitor our behavior, to self-monitor. So instead, we adults and kids subconsciously act out of that need to try to feel powerful by taking power from another person, which in turn harms them. And a lot of times the person who's bullied will then try to find a way to get their power back in another way. Okay? So that's what's happening. That's the message you want to put out. So what we need to do is we need to be able to empower ourselves. And we need to, as Gandhi said, we need to be the change. Okay? That's what I want to say. Okay. With that, I hope that makes sense. Maybe there's somebody on the line for whom that's going to make a difference or who's going to listen to the recording. So now I'm going to do the healing exercise for you, and I'm going to ask everybody, unless you're driving or operating heavy machinery, to please close your eyes. Okay. Okay. And you're going to notice this whether you're listening to the recording, watching the video, or you're live. And what I did is I just did an exercise for you where I'm actually protecting your energy momentarily. So I'm taking you out of the loop of people taking your energy and you giving up your energy. Now, you have free will, so you can still allow others to take from you, but hopefully for a momentary period of time you'll notice a difference, so then you'll go, maybe that's something that I don't want to have happen. Okay? So I've done two layers of protection for you. And I talk about in my programs that there's three reasons why you don't create what you want. And one of those reasons is what I call outside interference, or other people actually taking your energy and grabbing onto your energy. So what I've done is just kind of set up some protection for you that's not a permanent protection like the shift. It's temporary, but for those of you who are affected by this circumstance, you ought to feel that. Okay? When I talked about those exercises, I do have those on my money CD. That's the only place they reside right now. It feels like I should be doing something else to give you guys access to stuff. Anyway, let me think about that. Okay, so for now, that's what I have. So I hope that was helpful to you. Again, keep asking your questions. I do go through and randomly pick. I'm going to see if I can't find some other ways to get more of your questions answered for you. And I really appreciate being able to serve you. I hope that this has made sense for you. And I'm going to say goodnight to everybody. And you know, thank you for being on, and I really appreciate you. Okay, bye.
This has been Pam Raglan. I want to thank you for joining me on this innovative series of calls. I hope you've learned something new and valuable that you can take away and pass on to your friends and family. If you'd like to ask me about your own situation, or just listen in to learn more about what gets in your way, you can go to my website at www.askpamraglan.com. That's www, and then the word ask, A-S-K, and then my name, Pam Ragland, which is P-A-M, and then R-A-G-L-A-N-D.com. If you'd like to pass it on to your friends and family members, if they have questions or situations that they need help with, or they might just benefit from listening in, feel free to do that as well. If you'd like more information on thought shifting, you can go directly to my Level 2 program website, which is at www.pamragland.com/level2. That's pamragland.com/level, L-E-V-E-L, and then the number 2. Please tell your loved ones, friends, and family members about the call. And thanks again for joining me, and have a wonderful day.